Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young man, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts.
Why I hunt? The hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Alrighty, good evening, listeners. Life is in G-Force. Welcome to Global 14 Radio The Cut. It goes down every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Onyx, on the line with me, also host Golden Fleece. What it do?
Yo, yo, what's going on, girl? How you doing today?
I am good. I've been beasting today. Getting the promo.
Going hard on the promo and all of that. I see you. You see, my voice is almost hoarse, man. It's been a wild couple of days, man, out in the streets trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
A lot of yelling, a lot of talking, a lot of meetings. But it's all good. It's progression, you know what I'm saying? It's not going all the way, but I'm trying to make sure it don't go. So I got the honey lemon tea in full effect, you know what I'm saying?
Alrighty. Well, shout out to everybody again that's tuning in. If this is your first time, if this is G14 Radio via the brand, global14.com, which is the social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. Now, this site actually features everything from not just your blogs and your everyday music, but also fashion, and there's health articles. It's just really dope. And there's also Global 14 parties and events, and a special one coming up, the Social Death 20th anniversary. We'll talk about that later. And so if you're a Global 14 member, you already know what to do. And if you're not, get over there and sign up and create you an account today. Also, we are playing Unsigned Artists. We have geared up that for 2013, and I'm going to let Golden tell you guys how you can be a part of that. I can't talk tonight, I guess. I guess I'm nervous.
Nah, you know, it's a lot of excitement going on, man. I tell everybody, if you're not on Global 14, you've been hearing about it through the media like crazy. Because, I mean, I can't turn on the phone. I can't turn on the TV. I can't turn on the computer. I can't log into my phone. And instead of seeing, like, Chris Cross is back, Chris Cross is, oh, my God, Chris Cross is, yo, I mean,
I
really, really didn't know how many people were going to be going crazy because Chris Cross took a picture together the other day when JD had the announcement of the 20th anniversary with the mayor of Atlanta. Shout outs to JD, the mayor of Atlanta, and everybody that basically came out there. You had Jagged Edge, Escape, Bone Crusher, you know, so Brat was out there, so that was much love. And they took pictures, and that picture of Chris Cross is everywhere.
It is.
I'm talking
it
about.
It is crazy.
Everywhere. So
it is crazy.
JD has been a main focus this week of all the media. So you know this concert is going to be big coming up on the 22nd of February. So shout out to So Def All Stars because they're gonna tear that thing down at the Fox Theater. But I just had to say that because Chris Cross is on my television, phone, computer, everywhere.
No, it's definitely a dope situation, and that's just the egg is really holding it down. I mean, they've been doing it, and I want to say that they kind of rebirthed a lot. Well, we already talked about that, how ATL has done a lot as far as influence the music and just the culture, period. And so that's why I'm so honored tonight that Sean Paul of the Young Bloods, ATL Young Bloods, if you don't give a, I ain't going to do it. But he is coming on tonight.
Me,
yo, come on now.
You don't curse. I'll do it.
Go ahead.
That was if you don't
give a damn,
we don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Now, you didn't used to sing that joint. I don't know where your pulse is. You might want to check your pulse. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up, and we do have an exclusive track.
You know what I'm saying?
What was that?
You know what that was? That was me messing up.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going
to tell you what happened. Now I'm going to tell you what happened. I got the new headphones for the iPhone 5 because I'm getting sick of holding the iPhone. Remember I told you I was going to get some joints because I'm tired of holding, the phone up to the ear. So that was me just getting a little feedback for what I'm trying to do, set my little settings up. So I apologize to anybody that's listening. That's just me over here trying to get familiar with the headphones. That's it.
All right. Keeping it 100 like always. Also, you guys can, Sean Paul is on Global 14, so make sure you check him out. He's also on Twitter, but we're going to put all of his links and do all of that. You should be following the Twitters at G14 Radio at Global 14 so you can keep up with that. So, again, ATL Shoddy is going down. Sean Paul will be on the line shortly. And before we bring him on the line and play his track, I do want to go ahead and kind of get into something that we do here on The Cut every Wednesday is we kind of like to see who's charts happening, who's not. And so far, it pretty much looks like everything is the same. However, there are a couple of changes, and that's more so for the number one. What is this? The number one, let me pull up my script here for that, those numbers. Okay, I didn't get the units, but it's actually, it's not T.I. anymore. So Radio Pop in Hot 100, Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven, R&B hip-hop song, and Radio Chart, Rihanna holding it down with Diamonds. Rap song is Thrift Shop, Macklemore, Ryan Lewis. Do you know who that is? I'm tripping. I haven't heard that song.
Yes, that is actually a young white guy out of, I know it's the West Coast, but I think like Seattle or somewhere around there, I'm not sure, but I think out of that area, he has a song called Thrift Shop, which is like the anthem for thrift shops right now. He actually does real well. He's on a tour of his own or he was on a tour of his own, but he's been featured on BET, the Back Booth, spitting some 16. So he's popular. He's out there doing his thing. I think he's on an independent grind too. So
shout out
to Macklemore.
That's real
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
I have heard of his name before. I just hadn't heard the music, and I just wasn't familiar with it, so I wanted to ask you. And then, so again, like I said, the number one R&B hip-hop album is not T.I. this week on the charts. It's actually Alicia Keys with Girl on Fire. So, yay, Miss Keys, Miss A. Keys, holding it down like always. Nothing new, you know, getting it in.
Congratulations to A. Keys. Always, you know, good to see her on the charts.
Oh, yeah.
Mixtapes. I mean, it was one mixtape that was pretty much brewing up for a long time. A lot of people been waiting on it, and it just dropped. Joel Santana with God Willing. You know, Joel's has been kind of a little bit, you know, on the scene with his girlfriend with the reality show stuff with Love & Hip Hop last season. A few legal woes that he was going through. People were following, but really no music. So
right. This
is great for Joel's to be coming back, you know, with his mixtape, showing people that he still got it. So he's got a trailer out there on the internet and everything. He's got a lot of dope features on it. If you look at the trailer, he's got Future on it. He's got Lil Wayne on the joint. He got some big names on that joint. So Wale's on the joint. So I'm looking forward to hearing God Willing. I haven't heard it yet. I heard a few joints from it. And I'm looking forward to hearing the whole thing.
Yeah, for real, because Jewel's is definitely dope. And I forgot to, before we get in too deep, we are about to bring Sean Paul on the line, giving people a minute to call in and get right, you know, to be late. And the number is 760-913-4119. Go ahead and get in the queue so that you will be able to talk to Sean Paul tonight. And we do thank him for his time. He will be on in a minute, and we will be premiering his single. But real quick, Golden, can you let them know how they can be featured if they are unsigned artists and they want their music played or to be considered for an interview?
Most definitely. I got some music in my inbox right now that we will be playing next week. But basically, just hit us on our social networks. If you're on Global 14 and you wanted to get played, just hit me at Golden Fleece. Onyx is Onyx on Global 14. Or you can hit us on our Twitters. Onyx is Onyx254. Mine is at The Glue, THAGLUE. Hit us with a DM, hit us with a mention. Just let us know you got some music that you want to be played. We'll be more than happy to play that on the station. And get your fans to call in, man. Anybody that you support you, anybody that, you know, they're riding for your movement. I don't know if you guys heard last show, but it got crazy with your boy Pretty Boy Beach and his people calling in.
That was,
shout out to that. Their whole movement, they went in last week. So it gets dope like that, man. We want to definitely hear what people think about your music, you know, and we'll dissect it as well. We try to give, tips here and there. By all means, we're not musical experts, but at the same time, we kind of know what wins out here and what doesn't. We've been doing it for a while and being around the music scene. We also have A&Rs on here that come on themselves. Like big-time A&Rs that we will be featuring again this season of the show. So be on the lookout for that. If you want yours played on that show, like I want y'all to play mine when you have a record label, let us know. Mm-hmm. Let us know. But you better make sure it's hot because we're not pulling no punches and they not either. So if you wait for that show, make sure your shit is on point.
No doubt, and I'm glad you mentioned that, too. And, you know, when you send us the tracks, I know you want us to check them out, but we can't always check them out at that very second. So we do get to them. It's just all about, being on the live music review, which we are going to have, like, Golden Stack coming up. And we already do have some songs in the queue. I have several people calling in already, and that's a good look. I'm
ready
so
to
excited.
Talk to Sean P. They haven't heard of seeing Sean P on that scene like they want to see him on that scene. So I'm pretty sure they want to holler at the boy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They ready. They amped up. And they've been retweeting. And I had a couple of people in my inbox, a lot of ladies. I'm like, girls, just call in. I don't know anything about a situation. You need to call him. and on 760-913-4119. I'm definitely going to go ahead and play his track right now and bring him on the line shortly. It is Sean Paul, Bring Out the Lean. I probably didn't say that with the proper accent, but again, Sean Paul, Bring Out the Lean on G14 Radio The Cut.
You are watching a master at work.
They say they call shoot dead, but it ain't never went nowhere. Still stomping up inside and they got blood out in their hell. Set the city on fire, got paid like this girl. Bought some wheels, bought a house with a bigger chandelier. Cause I'm drunk, I've been drunk, I've been balling for some years. Set my partner down straight, so you should come see how we live. Putting on this show and that, something y'all don't know about. Been 100 every minute and I'm never running.
Right now, what it do, Sean Paul?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, we live kicking it.
yeah. We just cool. Believe it. We're good.
Man, we so thrilled to have you on the show. Everybody that's listening, you already know this is a ATL veteran in the game. Young Bloods on the line is about to get real official. I'm gonna go ahead and pass the mic to the homie Golden, so he can get things jumping.
Yes, man. First of all, I would just like to say shout out to Sean Paul on the line, legendary Young Bloods Addict crew. How you doing, brother?
I'm just cooling, bro. How you doing, fam?
I'm doing good, man. It's so great to have you on here tonight, man. We've been talking about ATL a lot this week with what Jermaine Dupri got going on, and now you on here, man, and we definitely want to get into it. First of all, I'd just like to say that, you know, for those who don't know, Young Bloods, very influential. Two young men that came out of ATL and Blaze Job with a lot of hits, you know, U-Wade, Damn, Cadillac Pimpin', the list goes on. But I did want to talk to Sean Paul about Atlanta scene today, but how it's changed and what happened when he was coming up, him and his partner. So the first question I really had, man, was, when you first got in and you signed to LaFace Records, how did that feel for you? Did you always want to be an MC, or was that something that somebody around you said that you should do?
Nah, bro, you know, music been part of my life, man, since I was a young fella, man, you know what I mean? I've been doing this a long time, 12, man, you know. My mama, man, actually took me to my first meeting, you know, a big meeting when I was young, man, for a little album deal, you know what I'm saying? So I've been doing this way back then. It's what I love. It's all I do. You feel me? So when that LaFace deal came about, you know what I mean? We were just living our dream. We didn't understand what it really meant on the business side, you know what I mean, at that time. But we were just,
right.
Our dream was never to just get rich. You know, we just wanted to always live life, you know what I'm saying, and do what we do, have a good
right.
time doing it. So, you know, we were just excited about that at I was 18, you know what I mean?
That's real, man. And a lot of, you know, we have a lot of young cats that are always listen to the show, are always aspiring, you know, to be either a rapper, producer. But Atlanta, big influence, man. And when they took a hold of the music scene, it really was some super talent coming out. I wanted to talk to you about the crew that you was a part of, man. I remember seeing, you know, basically Jim Crow, Youngblood, then you had the Attic Crew, then you had the Dungeon Family. And those were some Southern dudes that really, you guys were real talented when it came to rap. A lot of people were like, you know, the South's taking over with rap, but they're not lyrical. And then a whole bunch of y'all just came out and really torched with music. Was that something that you guys told yourself, listen, man, when they hear our stuff, they ain't going to be able to deny it? I remember Outkast talking about it before. Was that something that you and J-Bo also said, that when we make this music, they're not going to be able to deny our sound?
Well, it wasn't really not to be able to, you know, deny our sound. It was basically just letting them know this is who we is, man. You know what I mean? We're putting it in your face like it or not. You know what I'm saying? It's what we is.
Right.
We're going to stand strong on it. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, I definitely, Atlanta, big time music scene, when you were living there and you were coming up and you guys did have everything that you had going on, did you always think that, listen, man, we're going to be doing this for a long time, so we want to leave a legacy that people that come up after us, they can always come see about us, they could talk to us about this music thing? Was y'all ever thinking that way, or was y'all just like, you know what, man, we finally here, we got it, let's have fun with it, and let's do what we do the best way we can?
Yeah, I probably honestly say we weren't thinking like that, you know what I mean? But it's a blessing,
right.
You know what I'm saying, seeing it as a grown man, that, yeah, that is who I am, you know what I'm saying? Somebody can come holler at, you know what I mean? I still kick it the same way, you know, and I love to be able to, you know,
right.
Give the youngsters, you know what I'm saying, chills or whatever they need to know, you know what I mean? Because I've been through it all, you know what I'm saying? I done made the mistake to learn, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's a big thing that a lot of us that didn't grow up in Atlanta, and, you know, I grew up in New York. At a point when New York had it, it was great. And then I kind of saw that, why can't New York be like Atlanta? And I heard an interview back in the day where Andre 3000 said they always wanted to be like people from New York when it came to rap. But then it switched around, and we saw y'all brothers sticking together, the crews hanging together, and a lot of talent coming out of Atlanta, like Turnkey, with this group, that group. When y'all formed Attic Crew, how did that come about? Was that just a bunch of kids that used to hang around together? Where you from? I think Decatur. Y'all come out of Decatur.
Oh, yeah. You know, some of us from Decatur, some of us from, you know, East Point, College Park, you know, Southwest Atlanta. It just basically, man, Attic Crew. My big cousin, PK, Pretty King, you know what I mean? He was homeless with, him and CeeLo used to rap together back in the day. So I grew up with CeeLo, too, and they were Dungeon Family. But my cousin was Attic Crew, me and him, you know what I'm saying? So, and the partner who he started Attic with, that was CeeLo cousin, so it was like everybody who went Dungeon Family, we pretty much had our own Attic Crew thing going on, you know what I mean? So it was just a bunch of family members and partners that just came to a spot, man, and we all did music together and all rock together and slept in the same house and woke up and, you know what I mean, ate off the same plate and tried to get to the music, you know what I mean?
No doubt, man, and I've seen it in the videos. You know, I remember a time where, you know, I would just look at it and be like, man, these kids just rock with each other. These dudes is just family, they friends. And whether it was that house with the porch that everybody was standing in front of, it was just like, we just showing y'all exactly how we live. And I love that about Atlanta, man. I know a lot of other people did, even though they never visited there until they got a chance to go there. Y'all kind of gave us what Atlanta was, and we wanted to go there after that. Like, man, we need to go down there and check them out. And I came down there.
I want to move there now, and that's because of them. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say. No, straight up, because I've been trying to move there since then. I'm sorry, I'm out.
Nah, it's all good. That's exactly what they made us do, man. And, you know, I want to talk about, you know, a couple of things that happened in your career. We see you out with some strong music. I remember somebody saying one day we was listening to Young Buzz, this is back in the day, was like, that dude, Sean Paul's voice was made to be on records. When you was coming up and rhyming on this record, did you know what others used to say about you when they heard you on these records? And did you know that your voice and your cadence was really looked at by people on the outside? I remember a dude telling me, oh, that dude's like a young Pimp C, man. He going to be around for a long time. Did anybody ever tell you, man, you got a gift, you got a voice?
Yeah. I've been told that, but at the time, I never knew that what people thinking, you know what I'm saying? But what they was thinking and listening to him, I feel like that anyway, you know what I'm saying, naturally, you know what I'm saying? So it's on the right when they say that they hear this and do that, like, damn, that, you know, shit, I guess that's what they supposed to feel, because that's how I feel, you know what I mean?
Right.
I ain't trying to put on, when I do a record, do this a certain way. This is who I am. You know what I mean? This is how I rock from day one, man. You know what I mean?
Well, from a dude from the outside, a fan listening, man, you know, we all used to love those cuts. You know, you did have that voice, and I guess that's when you're in it, you're just doing it. You're just rocking out. But I wanted to also ask you, when you guys was coming up, but there's a lot of things that deterring you guys from staying on the right path by being in the life of a rapper in Atlanta, being around all the clubs. I know that you had an incident back in 2006. You don't even got to dwell on that. But there's a lot of things that can happen to these young guys out here, and we got a lot of young people that listen to the show. Was there a lot of forces that, you know, took y'all away from y'all focus while y'all was out there superstars rapping in Atlanta?
Oh, definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be that. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, just you know, being in the game and old and now, you know what I'm saying, coming back at it, man, you know what I'm saying? I know how to be successful, and I ain't just talking about money. I'm talking about successful, period, in the whole journey, you know what I mean? So, I've been through all that, and I've seen, and the main part of getting to it is knowing everything. You got to know, you know what I'm saying? You know where you messed up at, or you know what held you back or took you off to another path, you know what I'm saying? So, me knowing that and realizing that I can't do nothing but win now, you know what I mean?
Nah, I feel you all day, man. You definitely learn from your mistakes. Now you know what to look out for. And like you said, be successful all around the board. It's not just a money thing.
Exactly.
So let me ask you again, man. How do you feel now that you see it? Like you said, you're a grown man now. You're looking at it from another angle, another set of eyes. Now you look at it from a set of eyes that these young kids that's popping in Atlanta don't even have. How do you feel about the growth of the entertainment in your city? And you guys had a lot to do with that, especially young groups that come up. How you feel about the Travis Porters or the Soulja Boys and the different people around there that, you know, represent your city? You get a good feeling for the entertainment in your city?
I'm saying what I love about it is, what I do love about it is, you know what I'm saying, it's sitting back looking at it, man, as a fan, I just love, because it is Atlanta, man. You know, the things I don't even think of or that we say every day and talk like every day, he kept making songs out of it. And to me, I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? That is how we get down, though, you know what I mean? So I love that part
right,
of it,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I love that part of it, but, you know, I think, you know, it needs some times up, too, right now, you know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
I listen to radio, period, these days, man. And coming up a lot of days, man, the stuff that they say on the radio these days, man, they would have never played on radio when we were coming up. We had to bleep out all that, you know what I mean? So it's a lot,
right.
It's a lot that I'd be shocked at, you know what I'm saying? I'd be shocked, even though we were kind of doing it the same way, but I guess as getting older, man, I have kids, man, I just listen to it. I'm like, damn, I remember my kids being young and listening to radio repeating every song, they saying stuff they don't even really know about, you know what I'm saying? But they saying it because they playing it, you know what I mean?
Nah,
so,
I
feel
you all day
that,
on that.
I just really trip off of it. You know, I ain't the one to be preaching in there. So, you know, I do what I do, but, you know, I just notice it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, you know, so they say on radio either. You trip me out. Boy, I'm like, they telling it all. And then the radio promoting it. You know what I'm saying? The radio promoting it. That's the funny thing. You know what I mean?
They loving that. It's all about the money. It's funny you mentioned that. The other day it was New Year's in 106 and Park. They be having their New Year's Eve party over there, and I remember turning it to 106 and Park, and the people in that audience is so young now, even younger than 106 and Park was before. I mean, they real young in that audience now.
Yeah,
and,
it is, bro.
The songs that they were singing. When your boy Cash Out was singing, Cash Out was performing, another Atlanta rapper right now, and them singing the song with them, I was just sitting back laughing, and they had to sing the French Montana, the, you know, Give Me Head, Ocho Cinco, and they all know the records, and I'm just like, wow, I wonder how young these cats are really jamming and singing this shit.
It's something, man. It's something. But like I say, I look at it like this, too. You know, I look at it like when I was growing up, listening to Luke and all them, I was sneaking it in, too. You know what I mean? But it's just crazy, man. You know, it's just crazy. Like I say, you can only limit it to what they around. You know what I mean? So if they come up, like we came up, we couldn't hear everything on the radio. We only snuck in a little bit, but the masses didn't get to it, you know what I mean? But nowadays, the masses get to it, so they just letting it straight out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they going in with it all the way. They definitely going in with it all the way. And we touched on it a little bit before, but saying that, you know, the young rappers, how they, you know, if they don't, they should reach out to guys like you. Do you get that from the guys around you? Do you feel a lot of people hitting you on Twitter, hitting your phone, like, yo, Sean Paul, man, I'm out here doing my thing. I don't know if you heard my music, but I'm trying to get some insight on this thing, man. I want you on the record because I know you used to feature, I remember that Cherish song, that Do It joint. And I was like, you can only get Sean Paul voice for that joint. You know what I'm saying? So do they reach out to you a lot now?
Yeah, I still in touch, man. You know, I'm getting everything moving. You know what I'm saying? Getting accustomed to this, you know, this new era of computers and everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So everything's starting to pick up and roll, man. You know, my Twitter's starting to pick up. You know, that's a funny shit, man. But, you know. It's pretty dope, you know what I mean? I've been hollering at folks with me, you know what I'm saying? So all my fans, they know, they starting to know where I'm at, because, you know, I know they couldn't find me nowhere, they know what I was doing, so that's a beautiful thing. I done learned to love that part of it, you know what I mean? So folks is hitting me and asking questions here and there, and I'm doing verses for folks, you know what I mean, that I'm rocking with, you know, the end of the world, I love them, you know what I'm saying, it's going down.
Well, that's what's up, man. We definitely, we on the cut. We got your Twitters now, man. I'm going to be telling people, y'all need to holler at Sean Paul's Twitter.
Man.
I had to learn it,
man.
Too. I'm going to do it.
Hey, tell them I'm trying to crack this thing up, man. Tell them a little slow boat, but we're getting this thing rolling, man.
Nah, that's what it is, my brother. I got your back. I remember we had Kid from Kid and Play on the show a little while back, and before we had him on the show, I actually went out. And we was having some drinks out in Orlando, and he told me, he looked at me straight up. He was like, you know, a lot of people tell me, man, that they still want to deal with me in the capacity of music and comedy and stuff like that. And I don't know nothing about this Twitter, Instagram shit. I need somebody to help me with this shit, right? Because I'm getting some money out there.
Yeah, man. I just picked up to it, man, and, you know, had to understand what it really was and what it was doing, and do the thing with it, man. It's kind of, you know, I just
got
to adjust a little bit, you know
what I mean? Oh, no doubt, man. You'll get it. It's pretty much easy. And then when they hear these new records you got, which are fire, they're going to definitely be like, yo, we got to get Sean P back on the joint. That's another thing I wanted to ask you about, man, your name. Sean Paul, that was a popular name because you had the Jamaican artist. Then you switched it to Sean P. And then there's Sean Price out of New York that was calling his name Sean P. And I was like, man, there's a bunch of Sean P's out here. And it's good when I saw your Twitter, I saw Sean Paul, YBZ. I was like, okay, cool. So they know it's Sean Paul for me, young bloods.
Yeah, man, ain't that something, man? You know, when is your name? When is your birth name? You really, you know, especially something like Sean Paul, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't never just really think that'd be out there too tough, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even thinking like that, man. But I actually, back in the day, man, you know, me and the Jamaican Sean Paul, we ran across each other a couple of times. We could good folks, you know what I mean? But, you know, down here in Atlanta, some of my folks might have been in town or something. And they hear Sean Paul show, they done showed up and everybody whining and doing the butterfly, you know what I'm saying? They doing the wrong party, so you know what I'm saying? You know, so I had, you know, I just wanted to, you know, separate a little bit. Sean P, I'm still Sean Paul and all that, man. Cadillac butter, all that, two-wheel butter, everything.
That's what it is. The new joint, bring out the lack. I was loving hearing that, like, you coming back, you about to bring the lack back out. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, we're going to bring the left back out, man. You know what I mean? With the raccoon tail hat, man.
Ah, that's what it is. I know Onyx wanted to ask you a few questions as well, so I'm going to let her chime in, man. Again, we're super excited to have you on, man. Just kick it with us for a little bit, man. We're definitely trying to get into Sean Paul business, and I know we got callers that want to talk to you, dog.
My love, huh?
All right.
Well, I don't want to do too much, but I did have just a couple of questions. I wanted to ask you if you weren't doing music, because I know you said you already grew up in it and was that was your thing. But if you weren't doing music, is there anything else that you have an interest in that you would be doing?
That's a good question. I really couldn't answer that question because, you know, this is what I've been doing for so long. And like I say, even if it didn't turn into a career, I'd just still be doing this and because of bills being paid, so I think this is it, really. You know what I'm saying? Something to do with music, you know, entertainment, you know. I think this is it, man. This is what I do. You know, this is what I love to do. You know what I mean? I can actually be productive and lazy at the same time. You know what I mean?
Alrighty. Well, also, I wanted you, because being especially the ATL scene and you being as prominent as you were and still are in the music industry, I wanted to ask you to share, or I wanted to see if you would share like one of your most exciting experiences, whether it be stage, concert, touring, anything. Could you share a story with us that we can't find on Google?
Well, you know, I guess, man, look at one. You know, I guess it, I don't know. It might be one of sure. I was in Kosovo. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know where the hell Kosovo is, but I was out there. And you know what I'm saying? The military, like, was escorting us, kind of pick us up from, like, the airport. And it was escorting. I didn't even know we was in one, like, third world countries, you know what I'm saying? And everything all messed up around on lockdown and everything. Mm-hmm. And on the side, you know what I'm saying, the street, you know, it's just, like, there's this man and, like, two little boys, and he just shooting birds up at the military, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, what's going on around here, man? You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, on the same street, it's like they riding little donkeys with wagons or something, man. And a cow done hit a car and everything. I'm like, man, it's too much for me, man. I was just on the road, and I ain't never seen that like that, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Kosovo, wherever that's at, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't never seen cows hitting cars and all that either, even though I'm from
Texas.
Yeah, it
was crazy. That's the most, like, just crazy that I can think of. Everything else pretty much regular, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, that is extra crazy. and then also, I did hear you talking about how you listened to DJ Luke and snuck him in and all of that, but who actually were your musical inspirations and kind of made you really say, you know what, that nigga right there, or, you know, this right here, really, this is my, you know, who I look up to in music?
I mean, you know, far, I guess to go back to 8-Ball, MJG, Cuz, UGK, you know what I mean, Scarface, they're all them great acts right there, man, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was enough for me, you know what I'm saying? That's what I used to jam to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I am, man. You know, I just come from music background anyway, man. We used to rock that Michael Jackson and all that good stuff.
Yeah, already. So are you still rocking your braids? Because I couldn't tell. And that's just something that I was
at. I got something special going on right now, man. I don't cut all that out, man. You know, I'm just letting this thing, you know, once I'm on stupid stoops, man, I'm just letting that thing lock, do what it do, man.
Okay, all righty.
I'm bringing my St. Lucian part of them out, man.
All righty. That's what's up. Well, gosh, what else did I want to ask you? Oh, I can't think of it, but we do have somebody on the line, and I believe they do have a question, so I want to go ahead. It looks like they're from ATL, so I want to go ahead and bring them live right now. Area code 404-G14, ready to cut. You're live with Sean Paul.
Yo, what's happening?
What's happening, Paul?
What up, homie? This is DJ Ransom Dollars, man.
What's happening with it, man?
Shit, not much. You know how I do maintaining, man. What's happening with you, homie?
No, you know that I'm grinding, man. You know, trying to get it back going, fam. You feel me?
No doubt. I really had no question for you, man. I just really wanted to call in, tune in, and, you know, really just listen to the interview and let them folks know you're the real A-Town, man.
Yeah, more love for that too, fam, man. You know, check me out, bro. I got a couple new things coming back. You know, we come real serious for that. We're real now, man. It's time to come back for that. You know what I mean?
Hey, bro, look, bro, I'm just saying this. Since UA all the way down to them 85, bro, that's the type of shit we need right there.
Yeah, we coming back with it, man. I promise that, man. I ain't going to let this down, man. I got to have that, man. You know, that the class is long, you feel me?
Man, I still play that shit now. So I ain't really want to take up the other callers' time or nothing, but I just want them folks to know, like, original A-Town, man, my nigga Sean Peasy, man, Sean Paul, the whole Young Blood campaign, man, they still fuck with y'all to this day, man.
More love, Sean Paul.
Alrighty, that was dope. Let me go ahead and pull another call.
Shout out to DJ Lance of Dallas, man,
yeah.
Doing this thing.
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope, for real.
Yeah, much love for that. Much love, you know what I mean? That's what we do, man.
Yeah, that's real, bitch. How does that feel to hear, and we'll take the next call in there, but how does that feel to hear that you have so many different fans from so many different regions? I know he's from the ATL, but how does it feel to know people still, like, really, we consider you, like, right. Hip-hop legends when it comes to the game. So how does that feel to you to be considered
that?
It's
just love, man. You know, it's just love, because that's all I ever want to be, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that folk could feel for being 100, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, could care less, too, you know what I'm saying, with somebody tight, man. So anybody who fuck with me, I fuck with them. Believe that.
Alrighty, keeping it G on G14 Radio. Let me bring this caller on right now. Area code 601, you're live with G14 Radio to cut.
Hey, how y'all doing? Mississippi in the house.
Already.
What's happening?
You doing pretty good, Sean P?
I'm cooling, man. Breathing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just hopped on the line a while ago. I want to know one thing. When the next music dropping in?
Hey, bro, I'm working hard right now, man. I got a couple of songs out there right now, man, that you can check out online and different places, man. But I'm grinding right now. Working on this new mixtape and trying to get ready for that big album, man. Cadillac Music, man.
Okay. So is it going to be a group thing or just solo?
Well, I'm coming solo, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to do this Sean Powell, man. I'm going to do this one for the kids. Believe it.
Okay. So you're going to be down for the 23rd, the So-So Death thing, reunion?
Yeah, man. I actually just got a call, man. I think it was earlier today, and we definitely going to link up and I'll be around now, man. We're going to do that.
Okay, because I got a whole gang, about 50 of them going that way, man, 23rd, you know. Show So that's love, you know. We've been down with them boys, you know, about 20 years. So
yeah.
Also, you guys, man, y'all are real ATL, you know what I'm saying, real music, man.
Much love, man. I appreciate that, man. That's the business.
All right, peace out.
For sure, fam.
Man, that's dope. And I'm so excited that you coming to the So-So Death anniversary. That's a good look ATL is putting on right now. Pretty heavy, like always.
my little JD, man, he doing his thing. You know, rocking with JD for a long time, man. You know what I'm saying? And he actually had a hand in the damn record going stupid. You know what I'm saying? So showing up, I appreciate those self much love.
That's what's up. Now, I want to ask you this, Ben. We did have another call. Well, they just want to listen. I was going to ask you, what kind of, is there any type of, how do you guys come up with the music that you come up with? Is it any type of method? Do you freestyle? How long does it take you to write?
Man, it ain't even no method to mine, man. You know, it just got to be on the spot how I feel, man. You know, it just depends on how the day going, man. You know, how I feel. If we having something to drink, you know, doing our thing, whatever we doing, man. You know, that's how I go, you know.
So the damn song at that particular time, is that like...
Oh, man. We were by student studio. We were going student studio. We were turned up for real, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that came about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what's crazy, man? Records like that, when brothers bring that shit from the heart, niggas bring that shit from where they feel, that's how it translates to a nigga when they hear it.
So that record,
I remember myself going stupid in the club for that damn record, and 800 other niggas going stupid. So that energy just traveled because it's real. It wasn't no, let's do this. It was just, hey. This is what it is.
It ain't no write your birthday at home and none of that, man. We just here, man. We having a good time. Music out of life, we do this every day. So every day a party, every day a verse, every day a song, whatever, man.
That's right. And people still, like, even me, I've been said it plenty of times, way before even reaching out to you for the show, you know, that I don't curse, but I do, you know, I'll put it to where you know I need a curse right there.
Hey, I do it, fake.
Yeah, I be saying it. I be like, you don't give a, I don't give a, you know, like we just be turned up for real, and I'm not even playing. And then of course, I'm into R&B music as well. So when I heard you on the Sammy joint, oh my God, I was so excited, loved it. Still play it now. You just
that
have a great voice.
Up,
yes,
that's my little home, man. Shout out to Lil Sammy. We had some good time, man, on the road with that song, man. You know, we did Apollo a couple times, you know. DT and everything, man, you know, so Lil Sammy, man, shout out to him, man. Lil Sammy could really sing, you know what I mean? He's like a little instrument, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I seen Sammy like a few years, maybe a year ago. Sammy ripped up, man. Sammy came through one of the clubs we was at, ripped up, man. I was like, damn. That man on his grown man steez. I had to look up. My man was like, yo, there goes Sammy right there. I said, Sammy who? That nigga right there? That nigga Sammy was posted up doing his grown man thing.
There it is, man.
Already.
Everybody grow up, man. I wanted to also ask him about the new records he got out, man, because I listened to them. They so hard. The one with Kelly Rowland, too, man, like, I think when you come back out with these, when you come out with these records, man, that people gonna really be like, damn, man, this cat really got it, you know. And he not one of them cats that's gonna lose it. He just got it because it's that real. But you came out with a solo album before. I remember a song. Then you had like Khaled on the song before, and Scott Storch producing some stuff, but it had got leaked, right?
Yeah, a little leak album, man. You know, I was rocking with Calvin and all them, man. I did one with Scott Storch and Junior Reed, man. You know, we were doing some big music songs like I like to do, you know what I'm saying? So when Sean P come back, man, that's how I'm going to hear from you. I don't hear from music, man. You know, still the same way I kick it, but you know, I like to hear the instruments and the hook the certain way, you know what I mean? I just like music, man. So that's what I'm coming for big songs, man, like I like to rock to, you know what I'm saying? What folks know me for, you know what I mean? They ain't even got to play mine in the club. I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do this real music thing.
They going to play it in the club. They going to play it in the club. With the ones
I'm talking about far as, like, you know, every song trying to be a single type. I want to make a real album,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right. But that's real artists right there, and I'm glad you said that because, you know, a lot of young people listen to the show, man, and, you know, I do production. I got a production team, and we done produce for rappers out there on the scene, you know what I'm saying? But one thing that we hate is when an A&R call us and they be like, can you give us a record like so-and-so's record?
Oh, man.
And I be like, I can't stand that shit.
And I hate when, I'm going to say this to the producers too, man. I hate when producers do that, man. What kind of record are you looking for? I'm just looking for some music, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right. Right.
You know, that's give me some heat.
That's it, bro.
I think they get, you know, the game get diluted, and they need guys like y'all that came up in the era where we just put out our music and folks felt it. Not
mm-hmm.
like, okay, since this young man did a song like
mm-hmm.
this and they got this many numbers, we want the same sound. That's why, you know, I kind of, we talk about it all the time. We be thinking niggas sound the same all the time. It's like, y'all not the same
the
niggas,
world.
So how y'all sound the same?
I'm telling you what it is, man. The world, they're scared to be individual, man. You know, they're scared to be the one that ain't in the in crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that
right.
was it. Is. So that's why he had these followers, you know what I'm saying? Because they're scared. Not, they don't want to not be cool. You know what I'm saying? So if they like something, man, they really do, they might change their opinion because somebody might not think it cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be an individual,
mm-hmm.
man. And that's what happens, you know what I'm saying, when you ain't. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have two
that's
other questions.
That's why we were talking about.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Now, I was saying that's why we were talking about last week with Trinidad James. That man just
mm-hmm.
came out and was him in the world like it. That ain't his
mm-hmm.
fault. People hating on that man because he only been rapping for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But all he did was what he was doing.
That's right.
That's it, bro. And
don't
I
make me go
so
in on that.
My Lord, okay. Trinidad James for just doing what he do, man. You know what I'm saying? It was
mm-hmm.
his ear, man. It's real art, man. It's real art, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't nothing he's trying to do. It's just art. He's a walking art piece. Everybody who in this game that is artist, you know, they stand out because that's who they is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Already. That's real. That's real. And so my question to you is, now that you said, I know you said back then, when you first was coming out and dropping the hits and it was, you know, getting like it was, you didn't really understand the business aspect of it. I know you said now you're even getting into the online media and the marketing. What is the most, I won't say difficult, but most challenging thing that you found out in the industry since being in it?
The most challenging thing is what I was allowing to happen. It wasn't never them, you know what I mean? They run
mm-hmm.
the business, you know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
the things that I didn't know. It's the things
mm-hmm.
that I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? So you can't fault nobody. So now, you know, that you just got to accept that, you know what I mean? That it ain't nobody's fault. You know, whatever you didn't like, it's yours, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is there, black and white, and you sign your signature, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what kind of advice would you... Yeah, that's straight up, for real. What kind of advice would you give... an aspiring artist as far as indie, mainstream, wanting to go indie or mainstream? I'm not going to say you have to pick, but just some advice that you could give an artist.
I mean, just, you know, understand the business side of things, you know what I'm saying? Stand on yours, you know, whatever you want out the game. And, you know, if they ain't giving that, you know, it ain't worth putting your name on that far. So, you know. Do your thing, build your stuff up, man, and get these folk in the streets messing with you, you know what I mean? And they can't deny you, man. You know what I mean? They should be ringing your phone after that.
Okay. Straight up.
That's real. I hope they listen to that.
I hope
they heard that, because that's the key. You want that leverage. You don't want to go chasing after somebody. Hey, listen to me.
Yeah,
they going
to
come to you if you just out there doing your craft and putting out what you put out from the heart.
That's
somebody
right.
going to take to it, they'll end up coming to you.
Right.
One thing I had to say to Sean P, man, what was that dance called? Was that the A-Town Stop, man? Because y'all done had me looking crazy in a few clubs doing that shit back in the day, man.
Yeah,
and
man. That's all they
out there
that
doing
song.
That shit hard in the middle of the club, man, looking crazy because
yeah.
we couldn't do it as smooth as y'all, but we was damn sure
hey,
trying,
man.
But
the other day, man, you know what I'm saying? That's the beautiful thing about Atlanta, man. We always got something like that. That's where we come from, man. You know what I'm saying? Most of the songs, really, if you look at it day to day, man, a lot of songs are dances, you know what I'm saying? Because we just always
right.
been around the club like for all our life around here, from the strip club to the regular club, you know what I mean? That's just the life Atlanta done lived for a long time. So all the music down there were coming out. Had a dance to it, you know what I mean? And it wasn't a dance
mm-hmm.
but a song, it was what they were doing to the song, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picking up. So I guess that's what we're known for. And to this day, I guess it's still kind of the same way, you know what I mean?
Niggas do that dance, in case you didn't know, niggas do that dance to this day, bro.
No, like, I go to a concert,
seeing that dance being done today, like the same.
I did a show, a couple shows, man, and they started doing that dance on my birth, bro. I'm 33, but I ain't had nothing for them. I couldn't do nothing with them. You know what I'm saying? I thought they got that one.
So, y'all go ahead with that. I'm cool. I taught y'all how to do it back in the day. Now y'all wrong with it.
I'm so cool. I'm Jay-Z cool these days.
And usually we don't just be scattered, but as you, I'm excited, and I keep thinking of things to ask you while I got you on the phone. What was your favorite video? Because you shot a lot, so what was one of your favorite music videos to shoot?
I guess it was Damn. You know what I'm saying? Probably Damn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because everybody was just turned up going through the city, man, from the east side. The Southwest Atlanta to the West Side, man. You know, we was all over Atlanta, man. And everybody was just turned up. You know?
I know, because it just gets crazy. I mean, and it got live too, down, with fights too, though. Yeah, I was gonna say it don't do, you know. Yeah, they get.
It gets crazy around here, man.
Okay.
It gets crazy.
We have, another staff member that's part of the cut, and he holds us down as far as the technician side. And his name is Lamont. He actually has a question for you, so I'm going to bring him live right now. He's already on the line. What's good, Lamont?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing?
What's up? I'm cool, man. All good, man.
Sure, man. Glad to see you back on the scene, man.
Yeah, I'm bad, man. You know, I got my track shoes on. We're running, man.
All right. I got a question for you, man.
Right now.
All right, I remember back in 98, I was in D.C., and y'all came to perform for the Howard Homecoming. I think y'all was, like, one of the opening acts. And I remember at the time, y'all, like, a lot of cats didn't, they really went up on the ATL movement yet. So, you know, y'all coming in with Outkast and Goody Mob, y'all was, like, new to the scene as far as D.C. And when I remember y'all came on stage, cats was like, dang, who are these people? You know, it kind of gave, like, an ugly vibe at first, but then I remember y'all doing the Shake the Haters Off. You step to the front of the stage and start doing your dance, your ATL dance. The crowd really got into it. The crowd, like, I swear, from that point on, I felt like, yo, they really fucking with y'all now. But my question is, on that note, is, like, how do you keep from letting those moments overcome you or take over your show?
Oh, man, you know, like, man, I kind of do me, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, it's just like before you know, you like an artist. You don't know their song, so you can't sing with them, you know what I mean? So either you don't like it or you don't sit there and listen to it, you know what I'm saying? So, I expect that already, but I kind of say this and let these folks know who I am, you know what I mean? So if they don't like it, it's cool, but I'm still going to get down those hills because I feel good every day. This is how I rock every day, so I'm having a good time while you out there. Like,
that's the vibe.
That's the
vibe
you go
to the stage.
And 9 times out of 10, I got a check out of it. So it was, and I'm probably drunk at the time. So, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it was like a party. It was a real party for me.
Hey, on the real though, like I said, before y'all got off the stage, before y'all finished even the first song, they was feeling y'all after that. But it was just that, who was these cats? Y'all let it be known though once y'all left off the stage, but. Like I said, what really caught my attention that time. Like, this is 98, bro. You came to the front of the stage and did the thing, man. I don't know what the dance was
that
at the time,
cool,
but
you stole the stage. Yeah, we sang all the time.
Yeah,
we sang all the time.
Yeah.
We on the phone, man. Nah, but much love to everybody. You know, DC, all that, man. You know, it's so plenty of love, man. And, you know, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? When something new out there, folks don't know, they're going to. Hey, if they ain't used to it, you know, it might not groove to it. It might just have to, you know, take a minute for them to catch on to it.
No doubt.
Alrighty. That, again, that's just what's up, to be able to have create music. Not only, like, these are classics. Like, this ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
This Damn
yeah,
and
classic,
UA.
Let me tell them these new artists that today. Hey, look here, man, you good today. You good today, and it's a beautiful thing that you can be good for today. But, man, don't you want to be there 10 years, 20 years from now, folks remember you, man. You know what I'm saying? Remember your song. That's what I love about what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a song that you're going to remember for years and years. And, like, damn, that was my joint right there. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's legit right there. And I definitely hope that
was music, yeah. Music ain't just a business. Music is real.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Based back when it was just straight up, you know, fan base. And what you have is just a, you know, you have a very, very heavy, strong fan base. When I was telling people you was coming to the show, they was losing it. And it was like, and I was excited, of course, but they was losing it.
And
like, what?
That's what I'm here for, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the person to greed, man. You know, I just like to do it for the folk who rock with me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do it for, the folk who rock with me, man. And anybody new who come along is a beautiful thing, but I'm happy with my people right now. You know what I'm saying? I can enjoy that and live with that. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty. I can totally dig that right there. Gordon, did you have anything else?
I just wanted the homie to put out the new project, what he got going on. Just tell the people when they can look for his new project.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he got some songs out there.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Like I said, I'm working on the mixtape now, man, and trying to lead up to this Cadillac Music album, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, y'all can send me out, man, SoundCloud, Sean PATL, you know what I'm saying? You know, Tumblr, all that good stuff, Sean PATL, man. And just see what I got going. Of course, on Twitter, SeanPower_YBZ, man. Y'all holler at me, man, and just see what I got going on. I direct y'all to it, you know what I mean?
All righty. Any shows coming up this weekend? I know you was just in North Carolina. I missed it. Anything popping off this weekend, next weekend?
This weekend, I'm just going to just kick it, man. You know what I'm saying? Get my mind right, man, and just enjoy. You know, just all the blessings, man. Y'all good folks, mm-hmm. and, you know, bragging me too, man. Even with, you know, doing the interviews, it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, to be out here and get my voice and my mission, you know, out to all these people where I'm going, you know what I mean?
Already. Well,
you better know. I'm going to be sending you some music, dog. I'm going to be sending you some joints, man. Just so you can hear it. You don't even got to make the mixtape. But if you hear me, you like something, that's what's up. I would love to say I had Sean Paul rock over one of our joints.
Hey, I'm open for that, bro. Do that for me, man. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else, too, out there, man. You know, I send me some work. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all can hit me up, man. Or book SeanP@gmail.com. You know what I mean? And we're doing.
That's what's up. See, that's, I mean, you're just such a humble person. It's hard to, it's not something that should be tossed around, the word humble, like, but you really are just a humble, genuine person. And I could tell just by your communication through online. And I just love your presence. We're so glad to have you on the show tonight. I'm not going to do too much because I'll get girly and be like, oh, so I just want to say thank you.
I'm a girl, but
I be trying to be a G about mine. So I be trying to keep, you know, keep it together.
I'm talking about, man, that's all good, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm here with you.
So, alrighty, though. And again, thank you so much for coming through tonight and for stopping at Global 14. You guys, make sure you go to global14.com. Sean Paul is on there. He has said he's going to step out as well for the Social Death anniversary. So, make sure you're stepping out there as well. And we're going to tweet all of your information so people can get in touch with you. And again, that's pretty much all that I have for tonight.
Y'all definitely take me out on here, man. You know what I'm saying? That's Sean PATL, so that would be it, man. My love, fam. Much love, man, later, man. I sure appreciate y'all, too, man. Y'all look out for that Cadillac Music, man.
Alrighty. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Appreciate it, homie.
Much love, fam. I appreciate y'all, man.
Already, everybody listening, G14 Ready to Cut. That was the exclusive 101 with Sean Paul, formerly ATL Young Bloods, chart topping, Billboard, all of that, holding it down with the cut, kicking it. Open to work and open for you to hit him up, so make sure you do so. Follow at G14 Radio for all of the information to contact him. So, very, very dope. Very dope, exciting night for us here on the cut.
Most definitely, man. Shout out to Sean Paul, man. You know, it's kind of crazy, man, when you talk to dudes like that, because, you know, he's getting back into swing of things when it comes to this new media aspect, but his music never left y'all. You feel what I'm saying? And he could jump back in like he never left. You feel what I'm saying? So
he sure can.
It's up to people. It's up to people with these outlets. Not to forget how relevant these people still are and act like y'all only got to chase new artists down for an interview. You know, these cats left you the music that lasted for 10 years. You know what I'm
saying? That's what I'm saying.
Years,
like,
upon years.
I don't think people realize.
But when he tweet, we going to retweet. You know what I'm saying? We going to make sure, you know, that the homie got something else going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to check it out because it's probably 10 times going to be better than what you're listening to now.
Mm-hmm. For real, for sure. And then what I really loved about what he was saying was just the fact that he's still learning, and I'm just now learning the online thing. I love that because people be trying to act like they have it all together, and you don't. 9 times out of 10,
right.
You don't. So I love that somebody as, you know, as the heavy hitter that he is, just behind the scenes in the industry and what he brought to the music scene, period, he still even said, you know, I'm just now working on my thing. So that to me was just super dope because that was just keeping it real. That was letting everybody know, stop trying to act like you got it all together. Stop trying to act like you don't need to get your song sent to the cut for a little review. Stop trying to act like, you know, you just got everything on point. Like, it's always a way that you, there's always something you can learn. There's always a way you can improve, et cetera. So, you know, listen to these things. Listen to people that have been there, done that. And I used to tell people all the time in doing the conferences and stuff like that, and, of course, Golden as well has done several seminars. And what I used to tell them is that, you know, OGs and people that's been in the game are one of the best people to talk to because they've already been there, done that. You know, they're not trying to, you know, they're not hating. It ain't nothing, none of that going on. You know, I'm not saying that the new people are, but they're, you know, out there on the forefront shining, doing a lot. They really ain't got time to sit down and school you on nothing. So it's really dope when you can have an opportunity to speak and learn from somebody who's been there in the game, still relevant in the game, and is, you know, coming, looking to drop new projects and et cetera, things like that. So,
you know what? It's funny. I saw someone on television today. As a matter of fact, I watch First Take every morning on ESPN with Stephen A. Smith, Skip Bayless, and they were talking about a story of how Drew Brees, he's a quarterback for New Orleans Saints, and there's a bunch of ex-NFL players that have these lawsuits because they would get concussions when they played the game. And a lot of them don't like Drew Brees because Drew Brees has said things like, well, if you can't pay your doctor bills, now you shouldn't have fucked up your money. You should have kept the money together. And we're not going to get involved with all of that shit with y'all because y'all messed up y'all money. And, you know, Stephen A. Smith said something that I thought was real profound, and so they both agreed. They were like, you know, these young cats don't have the respect that they should have for
right.
people that paved the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, you was then, I'm now. So we don't want no advice. We don't want to talk to that person. And I encourage people. And I saw that today, and I really, I thought of hip hop when they was talking about it. Like, that's the same thing that happens today in hip hop. You can't be like that. You feel what I'm saying? You can't say forget the people that paved the way for you to even be able to grab that mic. You feel what I'm saying? And not to say you gotta call them all the time. Nah. But when you see them and when you hear about them, you know, you don't talk reckless about them. You don't discount what they did. And that's even going on in the sports level. So you got to understand these cats had a big hand in what you're doing today. So when you do see that they're getting the ball rolling, they trying to get back on track, don't shun these cats. These are the cats that paved the way, and these are the cats that got that powerful music, that music that you need to learn how to make.
Sure, dude. You need to be taking notes and trying to get you a feature in this thing while you just think you're so hot and all this and that. And you know what? Actually, Trinidad James, I love that we're encouraging and breaking that down when we talk about him. But Sean Paul is actually one of his musical influences, so it's really dope how, you know, you can come out. You see what I'm saying? It's just so dope how you can be in the game so long, be out, and then the number, you know, one of the greatest songs that just, you know, burst out of nowhere and one of the greatest stories he, that's who he looks up to. You know what I mean? So that's just dope. That's just dope. I mean, I'm rocking with that all.
And that shows you right there. That shows
that,
you right there. I mean,
that's right.
So that he's an Atlanta. He's an Atlanta product. So if you was coming up around that time, you was growing up around that time. There's no way that these people didn't influence you. You know, so like I said, I just wanted to drop that jewel because it's not just music. It's sports. It's entertainment. Like, younger generation needs to have a little bit more respect
for
the people that did it before you. Like, now that Social Def 20th anniversary was coming up,
right,
I've been talking about it, the post and everything. And one thing that I immediately thought to myself was that this is going to sell out in a half hour. And if
mm-hmm.
it doesn't, something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as those tickets go on sale,
mm-hmm.
Georgia and Atlanta alone.
Yeah, and you heard
that whole thing should be sold out.
That's right, and you heard the caller from Mississippi say him and they about to be 50 deep, and I mean it's getting
50
real.
50 deep.
It's getting real, and yeah, it's going down in a major way. And shout out again to JD, and shout out to the whole Global 14 brand. I'm so glad that we get to be a part of the whole progression and to see this kind of unfold. And you know, we've been on the site, so we kind of knew what was coming up. But even for us looking out on it, you know, we're still fans. We're still you know, just as excited as everybody else. You know, we're not touching the stage. We're influenced and proud to see Escape come on and Crisscross and all of them. So it's just an exciting time, and it's really nice and inspiring to see the videos of him and the mayor and just everything that he's done and just that whole ATL scene. It's just a dope place. And if you putting in the work and you just, you know, getting it in, you know, I think it can happen for you. I really do. I really do. And it's like I said, it's just an exciting time right now, straight up, for Social Def, Global 14. Get over there to the network, global14.com. Again, this is G14 Radio The Cut via that brand. Shout out to Sean Paul. He definitely just tweeted G14 Radio and told everybody to check us out, and much respect and follow the movement. So salute definitely back, and we're going to tweet him. Sean Paul is so dope, and I'm just humbled that he took the time out of his night to come kick it with us, you know?
Most definitely, man. That brother, like I said, man, we used to be like, this man a young Pimp C. When that
okay.
man comes on the record, when his voice is heard on the record and his style on the record, how smooth he is on the record.
I was just about to say, he's so
right
player
there.
And smooth with his, yeah, he's
yeah,
dope.
you can't really, he separated, you know. The funny thing about groups, and it's no knock on, you know, his partner, because J-Bo did his thing too. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's certain things that stand out
mm-hmm.
when the masters hear it. And mm-hmm. I used to always, you know, I read the comments that people say, but there's no mistaking when that man's voice come on a record. You feel what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And the smoothness of that man's delivery and everything. He got
mm-hmm.
it. So
yeah, straight up.
The transition of him coming back and making it happen, it's
mm-hmm.
going to be real simple. You know, people just got to, you know, just say, be in position. You got to remember what that man did for you to be in position.
Okay. That's what's up. And you already know we're about to give it to you. Real and uncut, on the cut, when we get to preaching real quick about it, because y'all do need to get right, straight up, just like going inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt. It was much love having them on there, but you know, we got a big topic we got to talk about. So many opinions about another Atlanta artist, man, but in another realm, you know what I'm saying? In another realm, Shorty Low. We got to get into that.
Well,
I don't know if you
want to
take a break. I don't know what you want to do,
but
you know we got to get into that.
We do got to get into it. Let me go, because you sound like you, that's my I'm about to go in on something voice. So that's you. That's your tone right now. Let me go ahead and drop something real quick before we get into that news. And of course, you know, happy birthday to the late, great, beautiful Aaliyah, gone too soon, but never forgotten. And it's her birthday today. And yes, was it yesterday? It was Martin Luther King Day. So
Martin
I'm loving
Luther King,
I'm course. Loving this week. I'm loving everything this week, the celebration, the togetherness. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going into next week. It's a nice year. We, you know, starting off right, getting turned up and being positive. Trinidad James remix, since we kind of discussed him throughout the show, we're going to go ahead and drop that. It's featuring Young Jeezy and 2 Chainz. You know I'm turned up. G14 Radio Cut coming back.
Jeezy killed this.
Okay. Coming back with G14 Radio to Cut with your boy Golden.
Yeah, you already know, man. It's your boy, TJ. You do no verse on my shit. I'm talking true A-Town trap shit, you know what I'm saying? Hit the king on way. Hey, Trinidad, D&D on.
Aye, come on. Big bank, all I do is get bank.
Okay.
Niggas hating on me, but they be changed. So conceited, I don't think my shit stink. $400,000 on the Mustang. Come and kick it with a west side. Look like I ain't about that action, wanna bet mine. Hey, all day, thumbing through the check, mine. Nigga, boy, you broke, you can't even be a threat, mine. Nigga, when you talking, to me, say it with your chest, little nigga. I pull up on your set and make a mess, little nigga. Okay, I got a kilo of gold, 36 O's. Wrapped around the neck of a dope boy. Go, yeah, not the frenzy diamond in nose. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce, a true trap nigga, I don't sold everything, trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything, I say trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything,
now we on the door, big face rolling, take up half my arm, 9-11 with the Gabby top, the all gold scale, that's my magic box, got the song, my new, give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you, got the horn, my new, let me whip this here, I get it right to you.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Hey, she say, I said I'm a phone. And if you're a phone, we're going to talk about you. Yeah, bitch, yeah, she bought the model, she swear.
Hey, town, bitch.
Already go low in my chain. G4T ready to cut back with the news that was Trinidad James remix. I'm sorry, featuring T.I. I didn't mention him earlier, the King. Featuring T.I., 2 Chainz, and Jeezy. Turns up. I was over here getting it in. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Young Jeezy, boy. I love 2 Chainz, T.I., Jeezy. I love all the cats that was on that record.
Yes.
But Young Jeezy.
Yes.
To me.
Yes.
Murdered that record.
Killed the went in. I'll be back in 30 minutes. Got the soft.
What? What? The
hold up.
That's my dude right there, man.
That is my dude. I'm just, I know they like, this girl just be, no, I'm in love with that music and with ATL and just a whole bunch of artists, but certain artists just get me right, period. And definitely Sean Paul is one of them. You know, if we reach out to anybody and they come on this show, we look up to them and respect them. So again.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes. Shout out to Sean Paul again for kicking it with us tonight on G14 Ready to Cut. We're getting a lot of tweets. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in and retweeting Cupid, K Monroe, Destiny Underwood, Life is from Global14.com. If you're just now tuning in because you're seeing the tweets, we are the station via the brand Global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's site, so make sure you check that out. Follow the Twitters at Global14 at G14 Radio. The news.
It's just one topic right now. One topic that I want to talk about,
and go ahead.
If you got an opinion on it, call in about it.
Okay.
But it's about Shorty Lowe's reality television show, My Baby Mamas.
Oh, My Baby
Mamas. Now, apparently what's happening is that Oxygen was going to give Shorty Lowe a reality show. Shorty Lowe has 10 kids and 11 baby mothers, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that the number?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty unusual, and that's why I deserve the show, especially, you know, he's a rapper of, you know, great fame. You know, everybody knows who Shorty Lowe is. So it would make for great TV. But what happened was there's some groups out there that didn't think it would make for great TV. They saw the buffoonery aspect in it. They saw that we're trying to get our black households right, so we don't want to put this shit out there. I've even heard some people say we have a black president. This can't keep going on.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people chiming in with opinions. And a petition was put out. I didn't think so either. A petition was put out, and basically about 30,000 people signed off. And the last I heard, Oxygen has decided to cancel Shorty Lowe's reality television show. Shorty Lowe had an interview up at Hot 97 a few days ago. Letting people know that, like, you know, he heard about everybody wanting to stop his show. But the thing about it is he takes care of all his kids. He knows what he did. He knows his kids are there. And before the show, he was taking care of his kids. And after a show, he'll still be taking care of his kids. Now, there was a young lady on, she wasn't that young. I mean, she's not a middle-aged African-American lady. What's her name? You got a name offhand?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I wrote her name
down,
but I don't have it right now. Well, she's the one that started the petition and the Say No to Shorty Lowe campaign. And basically she was on the news telling people that, you know, this has got to stop somewhere. She doesn't care if adults act an ass
on reality mm-hmm. TV. But when you involve kids,
mm-hmm.
there's a boundary that you're crossing.
Mm-hmm.
The kids don't need to see you and their baby mothers act a fool and look like characters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at. Shorty Low, canceled television show. And the opinions are flying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get your opinion first, Onyx. I want to know what you think about Shorty Low's show being canceled and how you feel about it.
Well, you know, do you know me? And you already know, like, we talked about this when we first announced that he was having one. Or I think we both brought it up at the same time. I, in particular, me, I don't even watch, like, the reality shows unless it's, like, a T.I. or Making the Band. It has to really be something to engage me as far as, like, the music aspect. I don't do the Basketball Girls and Wives, the Love. Even I thought I was going to want to watch Love and Hip Hop, but before I could get a chance to watch the first show, I had heard it was just, you know, very entertaining. You know, ratchet is the word that people describe it, but it was entertaining, it was fun, and it was just, you know, what it was. So I chose not to watch it. And so I actually just don't watch those types of shows. I hadn't planned on watching this one at all, but I didn't get personally offended by it. I actually didn't care either way, to be honest with you. I don't have a problem with Shoddy Low and his show. The petition actually was sent to my email, and the company, I don't know the company that launched it and the lady's name, I guess we'd have to get that, or you guys can Google, and I'm sure it's everywhere, but it went through change.org, and they're great. Anytime something goes to, let me tell you guys, anytime it gets to these people, it's serious. So when I got that email, I knew people were kind of outraged, but for the most part, I saw people supporting him and looking like it was fun, and they're going to play with it. You know how y'all did on Global. Y'all said, I'm tuning in. It's going to be crazy. They're going to be fighting, but I'm tuning in.
Right.
And so, you know, people, that's just what it is. You like what you like. And as adults, you know, if you mimic behavior that you see, that's just, you know, you're not that smart, I guess. Again, this petition came to my email. And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, snap, they about to go in on this dude, like, and on the whole situation. Like, I didn't know it was getting that deep. Like I said, as soon as, when they email you about something, it's going off. So I already knew it was going to kind of result to this. So I'm not surprised at all. I just knew it was going to happen. And I actually posted it on Global 14. That's why y'all got to get to Global, because we be getting it in over there. But I actually posted it on Global 14, screenshots of my email, and I was like, yo, it's getting real. And so, like you said, 30,000 people signed, and I'm sure several other people have signed as well. And at first, it looked like Oxygen was hesitant. They said, you know, if this is not your life, you know, we're not saying this is everybody's life. We're not trying to stereotype. We're not trying to put you guys in a box. You know, we're not trying to just focus in on the Black community. We're, you know, this is a diverse situation. You know, this is a diverse place or community, I think is what they said. And then they were like, this is just his family and his situation. And so that was their first response. So they've been battling this for a minute ever since it came out. And so again, I don't care either way that it got canceled. However, I don't feel that it was that serious for it to be canceled. Like, I wasn't going to watch it at all. So I'm not let down. And then I'm not happy either, because I didn't have a, you know what I'm saying? I'm not hating on him. And then I wasn't going to watch it. So, but I do think that it was, taken overboard just because of the fact that, from what I'm hearing, again, I don't watch these shows, so I can't speak on them, but from what I'm hearing, like with the Love and Hip Hops and all the other stuff, now let me take this back. I did watch the one with Jim Jones and them, but now he's doing something else where he get married or something. But anyway, the Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, I think is what it is. Like, I heard that was off the chain. So I'm trying to figure out how that's okay. And I guess the dude Stevie J and all of what he got going on, I don't understand, like, how that would be acceptable, but this one wouldn't, you know. But that's just me, and I understand her point of the children as well. But, you know, that's them people. That's their moms to make that decision. They wanted to be on the show, then fine. And from what I can see, I think it was just 7 baby mamas that was going to be on there. And then she referenced the term baby mama. I have 2 sons as well, but, you know, I don't look at myself. I don't know what their dad calls me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm looked at as a big
oh, he calls you
not
that.
Married.
You don't know.
Thank
he,
you,
you
Golden.
Don't know he calls
thank
you that.
Thank
you. But he
thank
calls you
not,
that. Yeah, he
thank
calls
you.
That.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I don't even know him.
For repping for the fellas.
And I know he calls you that. No, I'm not even repping.
I'm
going to tell you.
Well, okay, I'm
going to tell you
saying,
like,
That's on the end. So I don't think it's turned into a point. Yeah, I call him baby daddy. So you're right. Even though it ain't a ratchet.
Yeah, you call
see, I'm getting ratchet. Okay, hold up. So I'm sounding ghetto right
you,
now.
You talked about him to me before, and you said, my baby daddy.
I did? Okay. Well,
yeah,
see,
you said that.
The point I'm trying to make to everybody is just the fact, like, I don't really think that's a, it's not, he didn't say all my bitches. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language. He didn't say that. It's just like he said what it was, and he happened to. You can't take. It's not like these are brand new babies. These are kids that some of them is real grown, like my age, and you know. So it's
right.
not. He. What can he do? He can't take them back. So it's just like, why are we getting? I don't even know why. It just really got out of control. Either you gonna watch it or not watch it, and just if you didn't like it,
so
just
you
don't watch it.
So you think it's a big deal?
I think that people no, that he has a show, no, because everybody else has a show as well. And then I also think it's just up to you to decide if you want to watch it or not. It's not like it's the
right.
the KKK or it's not a hate show. It's not promoting hate. It's not really. I mean, that's just his story. It's very unique, and if he wasn't ashamed to put it out there, then that's just him. And you think of it what you want to think of, but I just think that that's just what that market is, and that's what it's about, is getting those type of crazy stories that's going to get people engaged and looking in and laughing and doing whatever they're going to do. I'm just not going to do it, but that's me.
Well,
but
that's
I know
my,
a lot of people that were looking forward to it.
Well, that's my issue with that whole petition, is that I understand what people are saying as far as the black community is concerned, and they're trying to stop certain things that go on in the black community and educate
mm-hmm.
about better positive things. But what it is what it is.
Right. I mean,
what's happening out there is happening out there, and you can't control that it's happening out there. So my thing is this, when you got shows on television that you're not petitioning,
right.
Shows that you're letting air, I don't see anybody petition, shout out to Ash, we were talking about it earlier, nobody petitions the Bad Girls Club, or they may have, who knows,
it is,
but
yeah.
it's still on and it's been running season after season after season, and that is nothing but young women, 19 to 20, however old they are, sucking, having sex, smoking, drinking,
mm-hmm.
sloppy drunk. I mean, these girls do everything but read a book.
Mm-hmm. In
I'm
the
talking
show,
about
it's based
the,
off
the,
bad
girls. The,
it's
well, that's
based
what
off
it's
that
supposed
behavior.
To be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that popular that it's been on for season after season after
mm-hmm.
season.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that show's running. You got MTV that has a show called Teen Moms. And
mm-hmm.
MTV with Teen Moms, I mean, they have made celebrities
oh,
out
yeah.
of these girls that nobody ever knew of from having babies
at 15,
this young
15.
Age, mm-hmm. fighting with their boyfriends. They're still living in their parents' house. They have made that. They say that that show is to deter you from being a teen mom. That's not what that show does.
Nah,
that show glorifies and makes it popular
absolutely.
To the point where there
them
was
girls
a, I
getting
remember
pregnant.
A school picture. Oh, there was a school picture of
oh, yeah.
some high school of
mm-hmm.
seven girls standing in a bathroom mirror with their shirt up.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them were pregnant. And it was
mm-hmm.
like to show you that, hey, we're all pregnant at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
what
they were, like,
Teen
freshmen.
Mom has done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were very young.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Teen Mom has done. Then you got shows like The Love and Hip Hops, The Basketball Wives, and all of this. This is all shows that are airing. They're influencing. And
mm-hmm.
what you have to say is this. Why am I going so hard on this young rapper
mm-hmm.
that his life is what it is. Those are his
right.
babies. Those are his baby mothers. Now, if you wanted to change the title of the show, because you don't like that slang, which people, you know, like this young lady that started the petition, they call it basically a slur. They say the word baby mama is a slur. I can agree with the baby mommy, baby daddy thing. I don't think that those should be words that people toss around because it does devalue family. But there's a bunch of stuff that people say in the urban vernacular.
Right, I was going to say that.
And not even urban vernacular. I'm talking about, I hear white people say baby daddy, baby mother too. Spanish people say it. Like, it's just popular
It's
now.
Just what it is
so
now. That's what I'm saying.
Say
this
is
a whole new generation.
It is what it is.
Right, that's not going anywhere.
So
and
then you get to a point where you get to a point where money gets involved in when these shows are casted. You know, whether it's small checks or big checks, it's still a check. And it's a check to record somebody's life already the way they're living it. So remember, when you petition, you stop a check from going to that mother that you claim you don't want on camera for her to feed that kid that you claim you care so much about. Even though you say she shouldn't get her check like that, you're not her. And unless you put money in her pocket, her purse, her wallet, whatever that is, how could you stop her from getting paid because of what her reality is? Her life ain't going to change.
And so for me, it's just, I'm the way that I am towards that show is the way I am, period, about everything else. I just don't be concerned about folk that much. I'm not going to invest that much time into it like that. I just don't. It's just not what I do. I just be worried about me and mine. I hate to say it like that, but either I'm going to watch it or I'm not going to watch it. Like,
well, you're grown.
I don't really.
You're grown. That's why you're saying that. Either you could tune in.
Or you can
out.
Right. You don't. Nobody said this is the only show that's we. This is it. You watching this or nothing else on TV? Like,
but don't
I
stop
really
the
don't.
Check.
Okay. And then if you're gonna go in on everybody.
Exactly.
Go in on everybody.
If you're gonna do that, then just go in on everybody and please have an alternative way for them to make some money.
Okay. Provide it. I wanna. That's what I'm saying. You need to provide. You know, make something else
don't
happen.
Don't stop somebody check and then be happy you did it. And you
I
can't
know.
Help pay for what they're dealing with in their real life. Because guess what? Even if those cameras don't feel them shorty low and all those girls and all those kids, they're still there.
Right.
And their life is still the life that would have been on camera. You didn't stop nothing.
No, you didn't. And
but
I'm hoping that
money.
They give him a... I'm hoping that that somebody else gives him a show, period, just based off that being canceled. Like, that's a show in itself, just based off the fact, yeah, I was going to have this, now it's canceled, I got to do this, now I'm doing this. I would like to see that. I would like to see what
you
else he's got going
like
on.
Sister Wives.
I keep
Sister
hearing
Wives,
about that. What is that?
Big,
I don't know
Big
what that
Love.
Is.
These are all shows where people have relationships outside of a monogamous, it's not just one husband, one wife. You know, Big Love is about polygamy. This guy got a bunch of wives. You know what I'm saying? People know about that, Warren Jeffs and that compound out. And people know this stuff is everywhere when it comes to somebody not being with one person. You feel what I'm saying? So nobody's petitioning those shows.
Right.
Nobody's stopping those people's money. You know what I'm saying? These people came up with a concept. You may not like it, but like I said, it's not going to stop somebody from saying baby mama. It's not going to stop somebody from saying baby daddy. There's
it's
a
like,
girl that's pregnant right now. She's going to be somebody's baby mama. He's going to be somebody's baby daddy. I just hate the fact that they stop these people from getting it. I don't care whether it's a little paycheck or a big paycheck. All I'm saying is, that shit is not going to change their life. You just stopped his money, and his shit is still going to be that 11 and 10. Them still going to be the numbers. They're still going to be the numbers. Ain't nothing going to change.
It's just,
so that's all I had to say
No, I'm rocking with
about
but with,
that. And, you know,
No, I'm rocking with you on that one. Like I said, my friends were about to enjoy it. I mean, because they like basketball. They'd be like, girl, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. You know, it's not like I'm against it or anything. I just don't. I mean, I don't have the interest in seeing it. I'm more so want to see. And then, of course, you're a man, so you definitely going to be checking out basketball wives and girls and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a great pitch, and it's great to see, you know, whatever they got going on. Like I said, I just kind of like, I miss the making the band days and things like that, but that don't mean I'm petitioning anything, and I'm not hating on the basketball wise. Yeah,
that's
just
what you're interested in.
Right, right. We all got our thing that we... Right, so just let people do them, and, you know, and we want to know what you guys think. Like Golden said, call us in, 760-913-4119. I do think I have a caller on right now, so I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Area code 510, did you have a question or comment in relation to the Shoddy Low show cancellation?
Hello?
Yes. This is G14 Radio Cut. Did you have a question or comment, or were you just listening?
Actually, I'm calling from Oakland, California. I was referred to listen in by Lamont Capri.
Yes, yes. G14 staff. Shout out.
Yeah, I was actually listening in, and I'm actually speaking from a hairstylist point of view. I actually had the privilege of working on a couple of these shows that was in Oakland, and behind the scenes, like, there's a lot of things that go on with the directors, and to me, it's like a lot of times they want you to be more ratchet, and, you know, mm-hmm. I've actually heard this on set. I need you to be more good, more ghetto, more, and I'm like, are you serious? Like, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And a lot of times it's not something that they would naturally do. They want them to be overly whatever they do,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we're on the outside looking in and thinking those, you know, people are actually like that, but some of the people who are actually on the shows are like quiet when they're not on set, just
mm-hmm.
totally different from what they're displaying on television. So that was like, you know, when you see that, it's like really not the lifestyle. Most of it is just props and lies.
And that's a good point that you made.
Well, let me ask you this. What was the
mm-hmm.
young lady's name that's on the phone? I'm sorry.
My name is Lish.
Lish. Okay, cool. Yeah, now, and see, I agree with that totally, but this is my perspective of that. If somebody asks me to do something that I normally don't do, my integrity then takes place of how I'm gonna answer that person. I'm gonna tell them no. If you want me to be
right.
a fool, I'm not a fool. Like if this is what I signed up for this show for, then I quit. I told you
right.
you could film my life.
Right.
This is my life. So
right.
if this my life was interesting enough for you to film, that's fine. If you're asking me to go above and beyond to be a buffoon, no, I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
do that. Sorry, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off the show. So that's
mm-hmm.
up to them. Now,
mm-hmm.
if somebody says, I want you to be more ghetto, and that person said, oh, I got, okay, cool, what you want me to do? Grab a watermelon and eat it and then
right.
lie on the floor and
right.
scream and act crazy. If they
right.
do that, then that's them acting crazy. And I don't agree
mm-hmm.
with that at all. If you do
mm-hmm.
that for money, to me, that's wrong. That's
right.
when you have to look
right.
inside yourself and say, what the
what
hell
is
am
it
I
really
doing?
Worth? Yeah.
What is it
well,
worth? What's my legacy going to be? You know,
exactly.
how are my kids going to look at this later on? So if they're doing that, then I... And if the petition, if I got a news flash that says seven of Shorty Lowe's baby mothers walked off the set because they wanted them to do stupid stuff, I would be like, now. I 100% agree. But if those girls are saying, yes, I want to do this, and they're okay with that just to
uh-huh.
get some money, who am I to say?
Don't do it, yeah.
I don't think
this,
you should do
but
it.
Do- Do you notice sometimes most of the shows, the people who get canceled out are the ones who try to hold their dignity and, you know,
mm-hmm.
they usually don't
That's
be
true.
On the next season because they're
That's
they're
true.
Not showing them enough ratchet or enough hood or enough,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
they're not letting you in their lives too much. So the
mm-hmm.
next season you don't see them anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right.
And I agree with them for not coming back. I agree with them for not coming back. Don't come back.
Right.
If they want
don't
you to do
it.
Crazy stuff, don't come back.
It ain't that serious.
But
I
know some people, like my boy's in the reality television, and right now he's in New Orleans. He's shooting a show that you're going to see. It's going to start coming on after that that duck show. What is it? Duck? Something about ducks, about those southern guys that do something. But the premise of the show he's working on right now is there's a governor of Louisiana. He's a very old man, and his wife is like in her 20s, I think, very young. The dynamic of their family is pretty much crazy how she got with this dude, right? So they got these family members around them. They used to call them black people niggers and shit like that. My boy is like working on the set. He told me that one of the cast members turned around and was like, "You niggers look tired," and they just had to take that because he was working. But that's just what they're used to, and that's just how they do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow, this reality show seems like it's going to be pretty fucking crazy. He's like, yep, and people are going to love it. He told me that a 14-year-old dude that's a cast member on the show, I guess, he went to visit his father, and he comes back to the set, and he says, "Hey, man, I just had a great time." He's talking to one of my boys. He's like, "I just had a great time on vacation with my father." And my man Gabby said, "Well, what'd you guys do, man? What fun did you have?" And this dude said, "Oh, man, we went and trained for the apocalypse. Check out this video of me shooting an AK-47 in the woods. Isn't this cool?" Like, that's their reality. That's some shit I would look at and be like, "What the hell you mean you trained for the apocalypse?"
Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But can I start a petition to say,
okay,
"Hey, man, we don't need to have people's parents training their young kids to shoot rifles and AK-47s because they think the end of the world or some race war is about to go down."
Okay.
I don't think that show should air.
Right. No, it's about to
No, I'm just not going to watch that redneck shit.
Okay. Yeah, we get
that's my choice as an adult, is just not to look at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just don't be I really don't be caring what people got going on. I just don't. I don't know if it's a bad thing, but I just don't be that much into folk business like that unless it's just me, got something to do with me and mine and what we got going on. I just don't, I'm not that engaged like that in the world. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's a serious matter. Like I said, it's not a hate show, hate crime. And again, like you said, that's their life. And I agree, it's going to be there when the cameras go off. And all them women, they fine with it. They went on the show, and it looked like three of them was missing. You know, so that's, if they cool with it and they want to do it, then let them do it. That's them. I mean, I can't be worried about what they got going on. I'm sorry. It's just me, you know. But,
Well, we want to thank Lish for calling in and letting us know what's up, because behind the scenes, my boy works behind the scenes of them show. He said they do get real crazy, and they want them to do crazy stuff. My whole thing, if you're willing to do something crazy for money, that's
you're
you.
You're just crazy, yeah.
You're just crazy.
Yeah.
You're willing to do that. They asked me to do some crazy shit for money? No.
Right.
I'm not back on next season? Fine.
Right. And then when people say, "Why you ain't on the season?" I'm telling. You know, unless I guess it's a confidential agreement. But, I mean, I don't know.
You still got Lish on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still here. It's one of the funniest things that happened.
We be going.
A funny thing that happened. I was actually on one set, and a guy, you know, he actually had an addiction going on. But in the middle of the show, he's like, "Hey, somebody better pay me that money y'all been talking about giving me." It was just so funny. But he was like, "Pay me on the spot, or I'm not saying nothing else." But to me, it's like he had an addiction, but he was standing up for what he, you know, what he agreed upon, like, "You know, I came on here for my money. Give me my money right now. I'm not doing no more tricks, no more stunts, so I get paid." And I thought that was hilarious. Like, with everybody else waiting on a paycheck and just doing whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Right, right. See, I like that dude. whoever he was, he's like me. I'm like, listen. But except I'm not doing no crazy shit for money. I don't care what they say. But I'm like, I'm here. You got to pay me. Like, yeah. I've seen people. I know people that do. I know guys that deal drugs. That's crazy shit for money.
Mm-mm-mm.
And they out there doing it every day.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
There's crazy. There's people that's going to do shit. There's people that's not going to do shit. Mm-hmm. My whole thing is if somebody says, I'm willing, I'm not going to stop their check.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to participate.
Exactly. Or, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. I'm not going to watch it if I don't want to watch it. That's just what it is. And if I decided to want to watch it, then I would decide to watch it. But, you know, now ain't nobody going to be watching it.
Right, because it's canceled. But if they did want to make a stance, if they did want to make a stance, mm-hmm. then make it a stance that's even kill all across
right.
the board. You're going
right.
to get rid of these crazy shows? Get rid of them.
All
Oxygen
of them.
Don't want no crazy baby mothers? Get rid of that Bad Girls
right.
Club. Get rid of that crazy shit I see on there all the time. Because they all crazy. And they all make people think it's cool. People always say, well, I don't know why all these girls want to be like Kim Kardashian. You don't? How you don't know how they want to be like Kim? She's filthy rich off of doing damn near nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
everybody
I
wants
back,
to be filthy
watch.
Rich from almost doing damn near nothing. You know what I'm
I
saying?
Did watch
but
Kim
they're
K.
not going to go. What I'm saying is they always say, I don't know why. And I don't get that.
Right.
You got people every day doing stuff for money. There's a whole porn industry. I'll never get into the porn industry. Onyx will never get into the porn industry. But there's people that's filling out an application and getting tested right now so they can start filming tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's different people all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, my pops used to always say, you might not want to be a janitor, but somebody going to be a janitor.
Okay.
Right.
So my whole, you see what I'm saying? So my whole thing is that you see these crazy shows, you think it's influencing people, okay, cool. Let's get this shit taken care of across the board.
Period.
Newtown just had a shooting of all these kids. Newtown just had this shooting. Well, guess what? I don't want to see the Rambo commercials that I'm seeing now.
Okay.
The new Sylvester Stallone movie where he popping dudes, and the Chinese dude looks at him and he's like, you're crazy. You kill people for fun. Like, that's what I do.
Okay.
I just did shoot him in the head. I've been seeing that commercial come on ever since the school shooting started. Are they stopping that shit?
Nope.
Well, guess what? That movie is probably why that crazy white dude thought it was cool to go in there with a rifle and just start killing people. Those movies like that. You're not stopping all of that stuff, then you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't just single out somebody for what you think is inappropriate, because it's a bunch of shit that's inappropriate.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and that's my whole take. You know, it just don't talk. Don't listen to it. Don't view it. You know, there's BET and then there's Centric. Somebody compare Centric ratings to BET. People say, I don't like the little ratchet stuff that's going on BET no more. Okay, there's Centric. I bet you won't watch that. Then they say it's too soul-y. Too much soul on there. Well, what you want? They're giving you an option. It's up for you to choose. And I'm going to get off my soapbox with that.
No, that's what this is about. It's the news pushing, going in on the shoddy low. Thank you so much, Lisa. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just love listening in. And I'll be listening every Wednesday.
We thank you so much for your support. I remember you called last Wednesday.
Up.
Yeah, she's dope. Did you get the tweet that I sent to your hair salon? I think I found it. Lisa, did you get a tweet to your hair salon?
Oh, yeah. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Okay, it did go through then. Okay. So we'll be
seeing you. Lisa answering. She answering a little late to these questions. Are you doing somebody's hair right now?
I keep putting you guys on mute. I'm in a drive through.
Oh, okay.
That's
I thought she was doing somebody's hair.
Can I get your order?
I thought she was doing a quick
in,
a quick hairdo real quick while she was on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I usually do that. I usually do that as well. I just got off work, actually.
That's what's up. Alrighty. Well, we know what salon to touch down to. I know what salon to touch down to if I make it out to Cali, which I plan to this year. So thank you so much.
What's the name of your salon? So we can mention
it. It's called Stylish. It's called Stylish. And I actually have it like Stylish inside of Change. Change is also the name of the salon.
Mm-hmm.
Hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I have
so, yeah,
a Twitter.
Tell them where to go. Tell them where to put your Twitter out there.
I sure.
Tell them where to holler at you.
I will.
Absolutely, already. Well, let me make sure to tweet you and shout out to Lamont holding down G14 staff, The Cut, for promoting
yes,
and getting the Cali on the line and in the building, if I can say that. We really appreciate you. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your afternoon. Enjoy your meal. And thank you for your time and your insight on that, because that was pretty dope.
Thank you. Good looking. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Take care, Alicia.
You take care.
Ready, shout out to Lisa holding it down in the Cali West Side holding it down. But we actually about to wind it down. I was going to drop an exclusive track for you guys, the celebration joint that JD dropped on Monday on Global14.com, and now it's pretty much everywhere else, just like the social deaf anniversary information. And, guys, you can find that pretty much everywhere at Global14, at G14 Radio, www.global14.com. I'm actually going to play that joint for you next Wednesday, or you can check it out tonight whenever you get an opportunity. And you can follow me on Twitter and Global14 at Onyx254.
And you can holler at me on Global14, Golden Fleece, or Twitter, THAGLUE.
That's right. And we actually touching down to the time here. So shout out to Sean Paul, Golden holding it down with the Q&A. And that's it, pretty much.
Done deal.
I guess we out then. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in next week, Little Bank Cat, Z103 ATL. It's a big month for ATL. Put on for your city. Stand up.
Yeah, they going hard. Shout out to the A. Shout out to the A. February 22nd, Social Deaf 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the 23rd. I think the party, the 22nd, the pre-party, and then the concert,
yeah,
I think
you know,
it's the
23rd. I'm over here plugging the party and shit. I'm over here thinking about the party. 22nd, 23rd, that whole weekend.
That's what I was
going to
say. The whole,
yeah,
they don't even
name,
just
but.
Get out there. It's about to be live, then a you-know-what. Everybody check in and tune in to us next week, next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, G14 Radio The Cut.
Young man, 35 riders,
let's go. That's why I hustle. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hustle. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm signing. I'm nothing like this nut. Why I hustle?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. ain't got shit, nigga, that's why I hustle. That's why I motherfucking hustle.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I hustle. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm sudden like it's nothing, that's why I hustle. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I hustle. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm sudden like it's nothing, why I hustle.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm sudden like it's nothing, that's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. I'm sudden like it's nothing, why I
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle, hustle, hustle.